It's at this time each week we introduce the executive director of the Michigan Theater, Russ Collins. And that's right. It is Russ Collins' birthday. Good morning to you, Russ, and thank you very much for being here on your special day.
Wow. Thank you very much. Thank you very much, David. I appreciate the good wishes. And the best birthday present anyone could get for me is a pass to the Cinetopia Film Festival for themselves.
I was going to say, I bet you have one.
Yes, I've got one around my neck. But if everyone went out and bought a Cinetopia pass for themselves, that would be good. But first, let's start with some news from the Cannes Film Festival, which wrapped up this weekend. The Golden Palm, or Palme d'Or, went to a film, a three-hour-long drama called Winter Sleep by Nuri Bilge Ceylan. It beat out Xavier Dolan's film Mommy, which was very, very heavily hyped, and the French elderly avant-garde filmmaker Jean-Luc Godard's film Goodbye to Language, an Italian language film The Wonder won the Grand Prix Award.
That's kind of like the runner-up.
That's the runner-up, and the other two are jury prizes.
Right, okay.
Bennett Miller, who directed Moneyball and Capote, and his film Foxcatcher, which got great buzz, and it was in the running. It didn't win a Best Actor prize for Steve Carell, as was expected. The jury head was Jane Campion, and they gave the acting award to Timothy Spall for his portrayal of the painter J.M.W. Turner in Mike Leigh's film Mr. Turner. And Julianne Moore, the American actress, won for her performance in Map to the Stars, which is directed by Canadian
director. Yeah, I understand she's just
David
nuts
Cronenberg
in that film, and wonderfully so.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. So it wrapped up. The best first film award went to Party Girl. And so anyway, you can look forward to seeing those at the Michigan Theater. At some point,
yeah, they'll make their way here eventually.
You got it, or a part of Cinetopia. Well, opening up, we'll talk about what's happening right now in the theaters, and come back to a Cinema Check to Cinetopia, because there's way
a lot of stuff going on.
Maleficent is a Disney film that's based on the iconic villain from Sleeping Beauty, and Angelina Jolie plays this witch character.
And does so amazingly, I hear.
Well, and the critics are pretty 50-50 about this film. It's surprising. So the special effects are interesting. Angelina Jolie's portrayal is interesting. The context of the film has created some degree of question. And I was surprised that the reviews were so 50-50 on it. But anyway, the trailers for it look outstanding.
I was going to say, all I have to go on is the trailers.
Right.
And she just looks astounding in this thing.
Yeah. Variety said, uncertain of tone and bearing visible scarring from what one imagines were multiple rewrites, the film fails to probe the psychology of its subject or set up a satisfying alternative history, but it sure looks good at 97 minutes.
You know, sometimes critics take themselves too seriously.
Sometimes they do. But it was pretty consistent across the critics. They didn't damn it, but they also didn't praise it and say, you know, all things considered, it's pretty good. It was kind of, all things considered, it was, I'm not sure about it.
How much depth you need in a Disney character, you know?
Well, but that's the point of this, because they're looking at it backwards, and so there's a lot of interesting opportunities there. A Million Ways to Die is Seth MacFarlane's Western spoof.
He can be funny, and he can be not so funny.
And this got 1/3 positive and 2/3 negative reviews, and essentially they drew it unfavorably, compared it unfavorably to Blazing Saddles, in that, you know, it's like, well, maybe he was trying to redo Blazing Saddles for the current generation, but it
just didn't
work.
You can't redo Blazing Saddles.
But it also had good reviews that said, you know, 1/3 of the stuff isn't funny, but 2/3 of it is. So
right.
If you're into Seth MacFarlane, you'll definitely want to check that out. If you haven't seen Blue Ruin, which was a prize winner at Sundance, go check that out. That's playing at the State Theater. Locke is this one-man show that is amazing, about a guy.
It's Tom Hardy in a car, right?
Yeah, Tom Hardy in a car, and trying to keep his life together. And Belle is a beautiful, wonderful film that everybody likes, about this British noble family, who one of the daughters is half African. Ellen, and it's about their struggle as a family and her struggle as an individual to fit into a society that wasn't very accepting.
Any special screenings?
Yeah, there's a couple. A benefit screening of Age of Champions for Big Hearts for Seniors that's going to be tonight, and an interesting screening about green burials that is going to take place on Sunday, June the 1st.
That is truly growing in popularity, particularly in this area.
It is. So you can find out more about it and see a documentary on June 1st. Cinetopia opens.
It's consuming your life, isn't it?
It is consuming my life. It is, in a good way. And it opens in Ann Arbor a week from today, and it opens in Detroit a week from yesterday. And the film that's opening it up the festival in both places is 1982, which is a Tommy Oliver film that stars Hill Harper and Ruby Dee and Wayne Brady in a really great performance. And Hill Harper and Tommy Oliver and maybe a couple other people from the film will be here in Ann Arbor and Detroit at the premiere. There's going to be a bus that leaves from the Michigan Theater if you get a certain kind of ticket that will take you to the screening in Detroit.
On Wednesday.
If you can't make it to Detroit, it will be playing on
Thursday,
as well as The Skeleton Twins, which stars Saturday Night Live's Bill Hader and Kristen Wiig as fraternal twins that have a difficult time adjusting to adulthood in their current situation, but there's a certain amount of humor involved with
you
it.
You would think.
And John Sayles' film is also premiering on a week from today. And there's a whole symposium that's going to take place. Go for Sisters is the name of the film.
He's coming to town, isn't he?
He's going to be in town for several days. There's a symposium on June 4th at North Quad. You can check out that at the Cinetopia festival site. You can also check that out at the University of Michigan's Screen Arts and Cultures Department. Spike Lee is going to be doing a special screening of Do the Right Thing on Friday, June the 6th. However, the only way to get to that screening, it's essentially a private screening, but if you buy a pass for the entire festival.
For the entire festival.
Then there will be a lottery for several of those passes to allow admission to this very special screening. With Spike Lee in attendance. If you like George Takei, who was Sulu in the original Star Trek, he's also become a
social media
star
and
a gay activist. There's a really charming documentary about him called To Be Takei, and most people mispronounce his name Takai, but it's Takei, and that's playing. Obvious Child is Jenny Slate playing a stand-up comedian with lots of problems, but people who are comedians seem to have funnier problems than others. Or at least they seem to have fun with them.
They
anyway.
Deal with them in more funny ways.
There's some great Chinese film, Touch of Sin, Finding Mr. Right, and Lilting, and the star of Lilting, Pei-Pei Chang, who was in Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon, is coming from Hong Kong to be at the screenings of Lilting. There's science fiction. There's a wonderful, difficult film called War Story that stars Ben Kingsley
and
Catherine
Keener. That's all you have to
Keener.
Say is Ben Kingsley. I'm in.
Absolutely. And Catherine Keener's character is this very, very stressed photographer who is having a tough time dealing with what she's seeing with her career and with her personal life and everything's going on. And so she kind of checks out, and it's about her coming back in. And there's lots of documentaries, but one that's hilarious is Jingle Bell Rocks, which is about this subcategory of people who collect records, and they collect Christmas music,
particularly bad Christmas
music. Yep, and it's a lot of fun. Just to say the range, there's over 50 films that are screening during Cinetopia, it's kind of tough to sort through everything. So one of the best things to do if you're going to a festival, whether it's Cinetopia or Tribeca or South by Southwest or Sundance or anything, is to get the catalog and maybe pick out a few films that you really think are stuff that you'd like to see. If you like comedies, if you like documentaries, if you have a particular star or a particular director that you like, put those, highlight those on the calendar, but then just kind of flow from one film to the next. Go for as many hours as you can.
And the best way to do that is to get the full festival pass.
Festival pass. If you want to buy individual tickets, you can do that. That's great. And these films are the best films from the world's best film festivals. And so we have literally scoured the world's film festivals to try to bring the best film. Does that mean that you'll like every film? No. Does that mean that all of the films are well reviewed? Yes. yes, it does mean they're all well-reviewed and have a lot of merit to them. So sometimes it's a matter of you as the viewer finding the merit in what you're seeing. And one of the great things that I've discovered about film festivals, and I used to, you know, years ago when I went, I tried to pick out all the stuff that I thought was going to be hot. And eventually I just said, you know what? Some of the best films I saw were the ones that I just wandered into because the film I wanted to see wasn't available, or because of transportation timing, I wasn't to get there. So I went to the next one, and it was, whoa, it was great.
It's about being open to unexpected pleasures.
And discovery.
Exactly
right. The Metropolitan Detroit area doesn't have a big festival. They do in Chicago, they do in Cleveland, they do in Indianapolis, other Midwestern cities. And we'll hope that
to
build
be the
this.
One.
And you should get out there. Cinetopia, June 4th through 8th at the Michigan State in Detroit and University of Michigan campus in the Cultural Center downtown. Lots of great stuff.
For Russ Collins, I'm David Fair, and we thank you for joining us for another installment of Cinema Chat here on 89.1 WEMU. And once again, happy birthday to Russ Collins.
Thank you. Ta-ta from Birthday Land.